And the next item is the BC School Trustees Association, and over to Irene.
It's my pleasure to introduce to you Gordon Como, Chair of School District Number 58, Nicolissa Milkamine. Gordon is the President of the BC School Trustees Association. He first ran for school trustee in 1980, and he served on the former board of School District Number 17, Princeton, until 1996. Since then, he's been a trustee for the subsequently amalgamated board of Nicolissa Milkamine. Over his term as trustee, Gordon has served as board chair for 16 years. During that time, he's also served on all committees in one form or another within the district. He has been he's been on the board of the BCSTA for 5 years, 1 year as director, 3 as vice president, and now in his third term as president. He's in his fifth term as the BC director to the Canadian School Boards Association. Gordon is employed by the Ministry of Forests as a senior range technician. He has represented his community as director and president of Princeton and District Community Services, president of the Minor Baseball Association, Cub Scout leader, and director of the local golf club. Gordon's a busy guy. Please help me welcome Gordon Como.
Thank you, and good evening, everyone, and thank you for the warm welcome. I'd like to start out by saying that I only have 12 more days with the Ministry of Forests, and then I'll be retired from that job, so I will have more time to enjoy golf. It's my pleasure to bring greetings on behalf of BC School Trustees Association trustees from across the province. And it seems somewhat appropriate to me that for BC's education organizations, springtime seems to be the time we all host our annual general meeting. That's the season for AGMs. And like spring, annual general meetings are all about renewal and hopefully optimism. An AGM is where leaders come together to debate the issues of the day, to consider the future, and to set new directions. Now, each of you, as a delegate to this AGM, as a leader among your peers. You bring your local colleagues' views to the provincial table. The work you do here over the next few days is going to set the direction and the tone for the work of your federation over the coming year. Next month, at BCSTA's 100th annual general meeting, school trustees will be discussing many of the same issues that appear on your agenda. These are items like funding, the new graduation requirements, safe and caring schools, special education, standard report cards, achievement opportunities for First Nations. And I'm certain, as AGMs come up to the rest of the spring, that the BC Confederation of Parent Advisory Councils, Superintendents Association, and Secretary Treasurer's Associations are all going to be discussing the same type of issues as well. So if that sounds like a lot to talk to you, you're probably right. Public education is so critically important to our communities, to the parents, to the teachers, to the citizens, that we've created a variety of ways and a variety of places that we can discuss education matters. The time taken by each of our associations to hold these discussions is time well spent. Each association contributes to the public discourse on public education. We amplify the issues, we engage our communities, we raise awareness and understanding, and by doing all of this, we earn public support for public education. This discussion is worth our time because talking face-to-face is the best way we have to work through the issues and to find ways to improve our public school system. Over the past several months, Neil Warbois, your executive, and I have had several conversations. One of the subjects that we strongly agree on is that we need to find ways to improve the public's perception of the teaching profession and for the high quality of teaching that takes place in British Columbia. So, why is this important? Well, because respect for teachers and teaching contributes to a positive school climate. And that translates to improved student achievement. In short, For public schools to be great places for our kids to learn, they have to be great places to teach. This is also one of the subjects I discussed with the new education minister, Tom Christensen, when I met with him last month. As Neil was, I was very pleased this spring that immediately following Mr. Christensen's appointment, he made a point of contacting all of the educational leaders, including myself and Neil. When I met with the minister last month, I was impressed by his openness and his interest in visiting schools to see, with his own eyes, what BC classrooms look like today. This may have something to do with the fact that he has three preschoolers. One was born 1 week from today. That's pretty good, eh? I'll name that child later. Was born a week ago today. So, since I used to be able to predict my own children's births fairly well, but nonetheless. But anyways, I did get the impression that, like a majority of the citizens, he has a sense that education is about the most valuable things that our tax dollars can buy. In our discussions, we talked about three main issues. We talked about the pace of change, and I don't think I have to tell you people about the amount of change that we've seen in public education since this government's come in. We strongly told them it's time to slow up. Give us a chance to implement the changes that they've put forward. After all, if we don't give it an opportunity to succeed, we'll never know whether the change itself was poor or whether it failed because we just didn't give it the right amount of time. We talked about school climate, which I've mentioned before, and we talked about funding. We at BCSCA, as well as the minister, are committed to continue that dialogue on all of those issues. So speaking of funding, at the end of the day, what all the debate leads to is decision making. As community leaders, school trustees are elected to make decisions. Yes, leadership is about making choices. The difficult truth we face at the school board table is that there's never enough money to do all the things we want to do. Every government and every politician has the same problem. In public education, funding shortfalls are especially difficult because the work that we do is all about giving the best things that we can for our kids and the best education we can. We hope that by doing that, our children will be successful in life. There's so many elements that go into an exceptional education. There are things, the basics that we all talk about, like a qualified, professional, and highly motivated teaching staff, supportive administration, parent involvement, support staff, clean and safe buildings, textbooks, papers, computers, and the list will go on and on and on. But beyond the basics, there's a lot of good things that our communities want us to do in our schools that are arguably not part of the core purpose, but they do make a difference to students. And it also helps in their achievement. Things like meal programs, transportation, health and social service, and that's just to name a few. Well, the most difficult decision that we as school trustees have to make is when equally deserving possibilities can't be equally supported. So how do we choose? We live in our communities and we listen. Everyone has an opinion on education. And if you look at the results in the BC school system, we know that it's one of the best in the world. Now, there are those that say that with our results, the system must be adequately funded. Others dispute the results and point to areas where more funding could make a positive difference. In reality, both views can be well argued. Our job at the school board table is to use the tax money we receive productively and as productively as possible. And we have to demonstrate that with the additional resources, we could improve student achievement even more, and that's why we argue for more funding on a regular basis. School trustees consider a wide range of views. We study and educate ourselves thoroughly and thoughtfully about the issues. We listen to the professional educators, to our staff, to the parents, to students. We listen to people who don't have any connection with the school system other than the fact that 30 cents of every dollar that tax dollar that they spend is on education. Our challenge is to balance all of the facts, the views, and the options, and to make choices that put students and improving student achievement first. On election day, we find out if the choices that we made truly reflect our community's values and their priorities. The voters are ultimately the judge of mine and every elected person's leadership. But in whatever arena a leader seeks to serve the public, his or her key test is this: persuading a majority of the people to form a consensus on a direction to be taken. If an elected person or any person seeking to make changes fails to do this, he or she ceases being a leader. This is as true for school trustees as it is for MLAs, as it is for MPs, as it is for individuals elected to lead their professional associations and organizations. Moving forward in a direction that reflects the wishes of the majority of the people that we represent, their values and their priorities, that's what elected leadership's all about. And that's also what annual general meetings are all about. After all, if you think that you're a leader and you look behind and nobody's following you, you're just out for a walk. So in closing, I wish you well in your deliberations, and I thank you. I thank each and every one of you for taking the leadership role that you've accepted as a delegate to this annual general meeting. Your work here is an important contribution to our public education system, and I wish you all the best. Thank you very much.
Gordon, on behalf of the delegates here and all of the members of the BC Teachers Federation, I'd like to thank you for your many, many years of dedication to public education.